Welcome back here for our final segment of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City. The Beavers have picked up the victory 31-0 on senior night to improve to 6-2 on the season. And we had the opportunity to catch up with assistant coach Landon Frank in our post-game show.
You guys set the tone early on with the opening drive, 11-play drive and scoring. And you could just have that feeling. It definitely was Scott City's night. And guys came out and played very hard here tonight.
You know, it seemed a little bit different before the game. You know, we didn't know if they were just way too relaxed or what, but it was kind of dead silence, and they were obviously focusing and came out to play.
Well, definitely showed that, and, you know, Parker Goodness is his first start tonight here of the season at quarterback there, and he really kind of set the tone with his run-pass option game that you guys have kind of ingrained here and put in here the last couple of weeks, and it looked very sharp here.
Yeah, he looked really good. You know, a few of those looked like he was going to run the ball, and before he hit the sticks, he passed it, and I think one of those was a touchdown. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was, and yeah, that the strikes he had. Scott City only had one touchdown pass coming into tonight, and they finished with three, but the touchdown passes that he threw was kind of a run-pass option on one of those. Found a wide-open Jackson Lewis, found a Lauren Froh, who looked really good filling in there in those final three quarters, and even Hunter Yeager with that first touchdown pass. That passing game for Scott City really sets up a lot of things for you guys as you head into the playoffs.
You know, and we've been working at it all season. We've just not been able to make it work. And tonight, maybe even last week it worked a little bit, but really worked tonight.
Defensively, you knew it was going to be a tough challenge. Concordia has really three or four good options in their backfield there, but you guys were able to shut them down. They did have some yards, but they were hard-earned yards, and your defense really played assignment sound football all night.
You know, that zone read is really, really hard for us. Our linebackers want to over-pursue, you know, so we focused on the cutback and did very well.
Well, a big win for you guys here, and you knew coming in you needed 21 to beat Concordia by 21 for even a chance at home. Didn't know if that was going to happen. This is a very good Concordia team, an improved Concordia team, but you get it here, and it'd be kind of nice to open up a postseason play here at home and be the number two seed next Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew we had to get the 21, and we came out, played well, and got it.
Congratulations on the victory here, and a big win for you guys here. To get the win here, 31-0. Assistant Coach Landon Frank here. Thanks again, as always. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you there to Assistant Coach Landon Frank for joining me post-game after the 31-0 victory. Taking a look at the final numbers of the game, and for Concordia, we'll start off there. And how good was Scott City's defense? Well, Concordia came in averaging over 300 yards a game. Their offense had definitely improved as the season went on. They averaged 337 yards a game, 266 on the ground. They'd only come up with 126 yards of offense. All on the ground, Concordia passing combined 0-for-6 with an interception. So the Beavers held Concordia 200 yards below their season average. In fact, Scott City came in averaging, or giving up an average of 142 per game of offense. Well, they bettered that by about 16 yards. So a great defensive effort. Concordia did get 10 first and 10s, but here was the story. Concordia was just 4 of 11 on third downs and 0 of 1 on fourth downs in the ballgame. Scott City, they put together a pretty nice night. One of their more balanced attacks, if not their balanced of the year. Season high, 173 yards passing. Therefore, Parker Gooden, 9 of 15 passing with 3 touchdowns. Gooden would add 74 yards at a touchdown on the ground. Brandon Winderland, before he exited the game early in the second quarter, had 50 yards on 7 carries. He added a 10-yard reception as well. Cale Goodman had 36 yards rushing on 12 carries, 4 for 34 for Lauren Froh, and 5 for 21 receiving or rushing for Hunter Yeager. He would catch 4 passes for 41 yards, and Lauren Froh would actually lead the team in receptions with, of course, that 63-yarder. He'd have 72 receiving yards and a touchdown, and Jackson Lewis would have 6 reception, or to have a receptions for 50 yards there. He had 50 yards of receiving, I should say, there on Friday night. And in the ball game, the Beavers were 6 of 11 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down, and they would have 18 first and 10s in the game. And Scott City picked up the victory 31-0 over a very good Concordia team. They had won 3 of the last 4. Their quarterback, Wyatt Trost, had started his fifth consecutive game. He came in week four to start at Russell. He missed the first three games because of a knee injury, and Scott City did a great job of bottling up their offense as and really taking care of business on defense. This has been a pretty stacked Concordia team on defense that gave up 226 yards per game and 157 of those on the ground and just 69 yards through the air. So Scott City did a great job of attacking early and often and moving the ball on the Panthers, and only one three and out for Scott City all night. That was pretty good on offense. So Scott City, who had not lost three straight since 1995, avoids that. They had never lost three district games in a season, and they avoided that as well. They improved to 13-1 versus North Central Kansas League schools. Are now 92-29 all-time in district play. That goes back to 1981. So what does that mean? It sets up a rematch. It's going to be the Holcomb Longhorns coming to town on Friday night. This is a 4-4 Holcomb team. It's very intriguing in a way, just looking at it early on. Both teams starting quarterbacks that did not start at quarterback in week two. That'll be something that'll be interesting to see. Of course, that was a week two matchup with Scott City and Holcomb. It was a defensive battle, and Holcomb led 3-0 at the break, but Scott City would come together and have a two-play drive to start the second half and score and never surrender the lead after that early touchdown in the second half. They'd win it 14-3 over the Holcomb Longhorns, and that was back a long time ago, back in the 13th of September. Should be a fun game Friday night. Two rivals there. And GWAC battling it out there. If either team could possibly have a rematch second round. Scott City, if they would win, they'd either play Hugoton or Concordia, depending on how that game goes. And if Scott City were to win and Concordia would win, then Scott City would host Concordia. And if Hugoton wins, Scott City would make the trip down to Hugoton that following Friday. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Should be a fun one as well. But Scott City, once again, victorious, 31-0, 6-2 on the year, and they host the 4-4 Holcomb Longhorns on Friday night at Darner Field. Should be a fun one. That'll do it here for another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers. We'll have a playoff edition of it next Friday, or next time, I should say, not next Friday, but next week as well, here on WesternKansasNews.com. Thanks again for listening.